Yatahay, Wrinkled Sheets listeners. Yatahay. That's an Indian word meaning Yatahay. Miss Thang and I went away for the weekend up to St. Elmo, Colorado. St. Elmo, Colorado is a ghost town, one of the United States' best preserved ghost towns. It's just outside of Buena Vista, Colorado. It's up Chalk Creek. My family's been going up there for years, had a cabin up there, and been going since I was a kid. Love it. Get to fish and do all the good stuff, and now I get to take Miss Thang up there, and she can enjoy all the nature she can stand. We went up there, did a little hunting, fishing, camping, soaking in the hot creek tubs of Mount Princeton, and just had an overall good time. Hope you had a great weekend. We recorded this on the iPhone since we were just out and away. We thought, let's just do it, and we'll put it together when we get home. I'll piece it together, edit it here like I'm doing now, and you'll have this week's Wrinkled Sheets. I thought it was a good idea. Seems like one to me, doesn't it to you? So here it is, this week's Wrinkled Sheets, coming to you live, sort of, live recorded from a cabin in St. Elmo, Colorado, as we sit on plastic-covered couches and chairs and talk about things that hopefully you find entertaining. If you love us, let us know. If you like the show, please let us know. Sponsors, make sure you take care of Hangover Joe's, Perky Jerky, Pop Chips, guys that we love and we like to support here on Wrinkled Sheets. So let's go. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah. Okay, now say something.
I'm here.
Where are you?
I'm here in St. Elmo, Colorado.
Where's that?
It's in the middle of nowhere. I have no cell phone reception. Okay with that.
Are you really okay with it?
I am.
Every time I pick up the phone, you're asking me if I have Wi-Fi.
That's because I know you, and I know there's Wi-Fi available.
But there isn't Wi-Fi available.
I thought the store had Wi-Fi.
They do, but they're not giving me the password.
They're not?
No.
Have you asked?
No.
Good job.
Because I knew you wouldn't appreciate it if I had.
I would not.
You're like, you're supposed to be up here on vacation.
This is supposed to be our little weekend getaway.
Oh, listen, now the dogs are involved. I think I might even hear the kid crying outside.
Yeah, there's a lot of tourists that come here during the day.
In St. Elmo, Colorado.
Right.
Did we say that already?
We did a couple times.
In St. Elmo?
Colorado.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they're feeding the chipmunks over there.
There's a million chipmunks.
Across the street in a wood pile. If anybody's ever been up here to St. Elmo, Colorado, you know that there's a giant wood pile.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing for St. Elmo is chipmunks.
There are a million chipmunks. No matter where you go in the town, it doesn't even have to be on the wood pile.
Uh-huh.
I was walking to the outhouse. Yes, I used an outhouse.
What?
I know. And I saw chipmunks all along the way.
A real outhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Like with a, just drops 40, 50 feet down into a hole?
Well, I haven't measured it. Because it kind of gets a little stinky during the day.
Oh!
I try to go during the morning hours or in the evening when it's cooler and not as stinky.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's a public outhouse.
Yes.
Does yours have a lock on the door?
Yes.
The guy's side doesn't have a lock.
Oh, goodness.
So at any moment you keep waiting for somebody to just open the door and go,
hi! Oops.
Right.
Yikes.
It makes it kind of hard to really concentrate and
don't. We're not remasculate. We're not going to sit here and talk about the process of pooping.
I didn't bring it up. You did.
Yeah, our water is not working in the cabin, so we have to use an outhouse.
it's like really roughing it.
We are roughing it, and that's okay. We can do that because we're those kind of people. Some people cannot do that.
The Chris and Nora next door who run the store.
There's a general store here in case you want to buy anything.
Yeah, there's all kind of. It's a gift shop and ice cream and T-shirts and
yes.
Hats and whatever.
Great photo albums.
Great photo.
You handmade.
Bought, mm-hmm. But they were asking me where you were. And JC, their son, goes, she's probably over there fixing her hair.
Did you tell him no?
I said, yeah, she takes forever to fix her hair. And he said, yeah, girls do that. And I go, I'm teasing. Really, she just pulled it back in a rubber band.
Yeah, because I didn't even bring shampoo and conditioner because we're camping. Is that wrong? Am I gross?
Pause. Hesitate.
You're not going to answer me? Okay.
No.
There's no one else here. So who else was that question directed at?
But anyway, JC said that when a girl pulls her hair back, that just means she doesn't care and ready to go.
Right, and that's okay when we're camping, right?
Yeah.
Or do you want me to be all primpy?
No, I think you should get out the hot curlers and roll your hair and then walk up to the outhouse.
Oh, they'd call me Ellie Mae for sure then.
They do now, anyway.
No, they don't. No.
If it's pink.
I love it. What? Is that wrong?
Is she fixing her hair or is she putting on pink stuff?
Is that what he said?
No.
Oh.
That's what I said.
Grr.
Are you playing Candy Crush while we're trying to...
I am. I'm addicted.
Wait, you said you weren't addicted. Last night I asked you and you go, it passes the time. And
it
now
does.
You're addicted. So which one is it?
It depends on the day. Like last night it was just past the time because I was playing on my iPad when I usually play on my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And on my iPad, I was starting over from level 1 because it doesn't synchronize your leveling. So I was just playing it to pass the time.
And if anybody's hearing that plastic noise that I'm hearing in the headphones, it's because the chairs are covered in plastic to keep the chipmunk poop off the furniture.
Right, because chipmunks, I'm sure, get in here when we leave and pick up anything we missed. Yep. Yeah, there's plastic
the pieces
on everything.
Of Candy Crush that you leave.
Candy Crush. Speaking of candy, you want some
root beer?
I like
how you tried to explain it to me last night. Without explaining it to me. Well, you try to get
these...
Oh, you
got dang frustrated.
You try to get these cherries to go to the bottom. Yes,
well,
I know.
On
but
that
how
level.
How do you decide which candy to touch to get the cherries to go?
Did you ever play Bejeweled?
Well, you need to, huh?
Did you ever play Bejeweled?
No.
Oh. You just get three of the same in a row, and it makes them all... Those three go away, and so it progresses.
But it could be in any order, across, down. Can it be diagonal?
No. Only horizontal or vertical.
Mm-hmm. No and bad. You're on what level now, addicted girl?
61. Yep.
I think I've
I
seen
have no
people.
Life.
I think I've seen people on Facebook that are now at like 200. You know, like.
Yeah, I don't post mine on Facebook.
Why?
I don't want people to know how pathetic I am. They do now. Thank you very much. But
does that mean you're pathetic if you posted on Facebook? It means you're pathetic if you've posted your Candy Crush.
No, I don't. Thank you. Thank you.
What?
Well, we make fun of those video game people all the time. This is no different.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever played Farmville?
No.
I don't see people post like they used to, but I may have learned how to block it, and I don't know that I learned how to block it. I don't know.
That was everywhere for a while. Farmville.
Then they go to like
Mafia Wars.
Yeah.
There was like three or four of them that was.
Yeah. And I think people got points if they asked other people to play, and so we constantly had invitation. Anyway.
Cityville.
I was going to say Urbanville, but...
I remember going to gas stations, and it was like, you could buy these cards that gave you extra stuff. I didn't realize it was that popular.
It was. I don't know.
Well, who has that much time? Candy Crush?
Well, I just do it when I have downtime.
I think people were doing it at work, and that's why we're losing so much money and productivity in our jobs.
I'm sure there's a statistic.
Isn't that one of the things you should be asking when you were hiring people at your job?
Do you play Farmville?
Are you addicted? Are you addicted to Candy Crush?
I don't think anyone would answer that honestly. Do you?
Well, maybe not, but you should ask the question.
Do you have any?
Don't you go
online?
On and look at people's Facebooks and see if they're pathetic?
Yeah, but people are getting smarter and making their Facebooks private. Dang smarties. Yeah. Anyway, we went to Mount Princeton last night.
Oh,
that was
yes.
Fun.
The Hot Springs Resort down here at the bottom between St. Elmo and Buena Vista. And
you've been there before. It was my first time.
Right. And you said, how is this water hot?
Okay, it was weird, though.
How?
Like, we went to Hot Springs in Idaho Springs, and this was, like, all in a building. Well, this one, like, when we first got there, you're like, let's go down to the creek, and I'm like, no, it's going to be cold. He's like, no, there's pockets of hot water. And we did some searching. Actually, he did the searching because
you refused to get into cold water.
And we found some hot stuff, but it was a little too hot for you.
It was boiling hot. It had to mix with the cold to be right, but you didn't like the cold, so you were...
Way in the hot.
Way in the hot.
Yeah.
But then the hot would start to melt my butt. Like the dirt and the rocks is hot.
Yeah. You were like, my butt is on fire.
And then I'd have to raise up and let creek water run between my legs.
And I'm like, are you farting? It was great.
Did it look like that?
Yeah, because you would like raise up as though you were going to let some fly.
So everybody that was looking down at us in the creek.
I thought you were farting.
Wow.
But then they had two pools that were warm. You had one that was kind of warm.
Uh-huh.
And then one that was like really hot. Like we couldn't be in for very long.
One is 110 and mm-hmm. one is 95 in these pool, regular, like swimming pool pools.
And I liked the 95 one more.
But didn't you feel like you were getting more health benefits in the hot one? If anybody's hearing that, it's an ATV going by.
Do you really think you get benefits from hot water?
The mineral springs. Oh. That's supposed to be the hot mineral springs. As we were saying earlier, where does this come from? It's thermal. And you got so angry when I just said it's thermal.
I wanted a detail, like, process of how it gets hot.
How does water get hot?
You put it in the microwave.
Well, that's kind of the same thing. The Earth microwaves it, mm-hmm. kinda, quote, hand air quotes, and then sends it up, and it bubbles up, and you sit in it and lean over and look like you're farting.
It was fun, though. I'm glad this is our third year in a row?
Third season. This is our third season.
What?
That's because we went to that place yesterday in Buena Vista, the bar. The
We've
state.
Never really checked out Buena Vista before.
No, it's very nice. I've been there a lot, but they've changed it over the years now. It's turned into a little Salida with the coffee shop and restaurants and bars. And
there was a nice coffee shop. What was it called?
State Highway Patrol.
No, that wasn't the coffee shop.
Oh, the coffee shop was the Buena Vista Roastery.
Yeah.
But and Bongo Billy's.
It was so weird. But they make their pastries there fresh
right on the spot.
Every day. And so we walk in, it smells heavenly. And then we see her deliver the freshly made crumbled, I don't know what it was, but it looked amazing.
It looked like a crumble cake, but with cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
And it smelled so good.
Yes, and saw her deliver it to the counter and then saw it fly off the shelf. And I'm like, I wonder if every day that locals know that at 1:30 in the afternoon, Ellie Mae is going to be done making her crumble cake.
Do you think she'd like to be called Ellie Mae?
I don't know. Well, what do you call her? Mary Lou?
The
Betty
Baker?
Sue? Bobby Sue?
The Baker?
Okay, but it makes it more real if you add a name.
Okay. Ellie Mae the Baker.
Ellie Mae the Baker. If they know that every day at 1:30, Ellie Mae the Baker is going to have her baked goods hot on the show.
Hmm.
I don't know. I create things in my head.
I've noticed that.
And then we walked down the street and we found a consignment store. And I bought a Forever 21 shirt for
called
$4.
Spank My Monkey or something like that.
Release the Kraken or something. Release the Monkey.
I think something. It was Release the Monkey.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really cute. But they only took cash or check.
That's how people
you gotta
remind make money.
Me. You got to remind me next time we come up here.
I tell you constantly. Don't I tell you constantly to have cash? Even when we're in Denver.
I spend it and then it goes away. And I'm like, I'm not replenishing that stock. Because I'll just spend it again. Because I don't have to track it in my checkbook.
Because you've already taken it out?
Yeah. It's like, oh, ATM, $40. I don't have to see that, oh, I spent $2 on crap and $3 on crap. And why am I spending so much on crap?
Because you like crap.
I do. So then we walked up and down the street. And then I decided that you got your coffee. So it was my turn to get a beverage.
An adult beverage.
An adult beverage. And you did not want to go into a dive bar.
No. We walked down the street and there was a regular bar. The kind you look in and it's really dark. And there's like two old people sitting at the bar.
That are probably there every day.
Uh-huh. The regulars that people worry about and probably could tell you where the body was if you really pushed them.
Eesh. So we went to this one that had, like, open windows and we walk in.
It's a garage, like a garage, a little garage.
And as you said, it was the State Highway
Department. State Highway Department.
And that used to be the State Highway Department building where they brought their trucks in. And this guy has turned it into a bar slash theater room.
Yeah, had a showroom and had a restaurant.
It was super nice.
Very nice. I like the eclectic part of it.
Mm-hmm. That whole town felt very eclectic.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went and got our fishing license.
Right. And then I kicked your ass at fishing.
Yeah, you did. I am just not good at it.
I caught 4. And how many did you catch? Oh, I'm sorry, nothing.
I caught a Dr. Pepper and a strawberry.
What's it called?
Strawberita.
Strawberita.
Yep.
And you also caught a big chunk of tree.
Yeah. We named him Fred and put him back in the water. Yeah. It was fun, though. It was a fun day. We packed our Saturday.
Yeah. I caught 4 trout, and one was a nice one, like a big edible.
It would have made a good meal.
Made a good meal. And threw the other 3 back because they were small. And I thought, if we don't catch one more, got to catch at least one more big one.
To make a meal.
To make a meal.
For both of us.
And then it got late, it got cold, and it got rainy. And then that trout got lucky.
You
got
to give me credit, though. I did not whine.
No, not a lot.
Not at all. You're the one that was like, are you cold? Are you cold? Are you cold?
Well, I got to check on you.
I bet you're freezing.
Because you're constantly, I'm freezing.
In that little voice I use, yeah. I didn't complain at all.
No.
Thank you.
But you were all dressed in pink with your pink sunglasses.
What's wrong with
and
that?
Your pink watch and your pink poncho and your
What's wrong?
Pink fishing pole.
Do I need to take a break from pink?
No. if that's your thing.
Wow.
I thought you were more of a like a black kind of goth rock chick.
I have my moments. I think I go through phases. Do you want me to go back to the black?
No.
I can do that.
No, because everybody would know what to get you.
I do get a lot of pink.
Like when we went to the store next door here in St. Elmo. They were like, Janet!
We have pink sunglasses.
We thought of you. We were ordering sunglasses.
And I bought them.
Pink
sunglasses.
I don't think you have any pink sunglasses.
Now I have all different shades. I love me some pink.
What got you down the pink trail? I know what got me down the pink trail. Puberty. But, hey!
No.
But, what got you down?
I think, I don't know. Do you remember, I don't want to tell you. I just thought about what I was going to say.
What?
Oh, do you remember Legally Blonde?
Uh-huh.
And how her thing was pink?
Everything was pink.
And I was like, you know, you kind of got to brand yourself.
A nut job?
And so, like, I already had the email address, pinkbarb27. I loved the color pink.
Uh-huh.
You can ask, well, you can't anymore, but if Grandma was still alive, she'd tell
you. We could get out the Ouija board and ask her.
She'd tell you my 2 favorite colors were pink and black. So I just started, like, noticing when things were pink, and I'd buy them, and it turned into a monster, but I still love pink.
It's everywhere.
It's better than purple, in my opinion.
You put a pink collar on the dog.
I did, and she has a pink leash to match it.
And you have a pink backpack.
I got that at Walmart for $9. I get my pink for cheap.
I get my pink for cheap.
I like
pink. Pinking ain't easy.
It's kind of like your thing and your mudflap thing.
Yeah. If I can find something with mudflap on it, I get it. Like belts or t-shirts or socks or... there's not a whole lot. I guess there's more. I've looked online.
Yeah, you go online, there's a lot.
There's a lot, but like mudflap cozies and beer cozies.
Too bad you don't drink.
I know. I used to have a mudflap rug. It was really cool.
Where was that?
I had it in my office in my old house, and then I rolled it up when I moved to the new house, and a mouse got inside of, like, the center of it and chewed its way out.
Ooh.
So there was a hole, like, through several sections of where it was rolled.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it ruined my... It was a giant black rug with that, you know, white mudflap rolling. I had to keep it vacuum a lot. But I loved that rug. At one point, I was going to take it to the radio station and put it, like, in the lobby, you know. And then, but I never asked him if I could, and then the mouse got it. And
that's kind of how you are. You get these great ideas, and you never pursue them, and then it just kind of goes away.
What? I do get a lot of good ideas.
You do, but then you don't, like, put the effort forward to get them done.
Well, it takes money to make money, and if you get the ideas, you go, oh, well, I'd need a backer to get this done.
If you just listen to your idea that you had about the carpet, there was no money that was going to be involved.
Oh, that idea. Well, that's one of the few ideas that didn't consist of.
Yes.
Like J.C., the kid next door, and I were just talking about he's talking about how many college kids that he goes to school with he thinks look stupid. You know, because I was raised different. You know, I would never wear one of those flat brim hats turned up, and I would never wear my pants pulled down. I could show my underwear. And so we were talking about that look, and somebody just ought to make pants that the top of the underwear is sewed into the very edge of your pants. And I go, that's a brilliant idea.
Yep.
You know, because if you're going to pull your pants down to show your underwear, you know, it'd be like shoes if just the top of the sock was sewed.
But the point of the sock is to protect the shoe from getting all stained.
Right. But the pants is a good idea, because if you just want to show your underwear, you could have your pants on and just the edge of your underwear would be showing.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
$1 million
idea. $1 million idea. Don't steal it.
Post this all over Facebook. Don't use any of our ideas.
Don't
though.
Steal them though.
Oh wow! So July 4th is this week,
and everything has been canceled in Colorado. Mm-hmm. All fireworks. So if you have fireworks where you are, you have fun.
So I guess I'm not as bummed that I volunteer to work at the Grizzly Roads.
I am
July 4th. Why?
Because now we can't come up here. Can't come to the cabin.
We wouldn't be able to anyway. I'd have to work Friday at my day job.
Are they not going to let you? They're not giving you a 4-day weekend?
No.
Everybody gets a 4-day weekend. Uh-huh.
No. That is the one thing why I'm kind of sad I volunteered to work at the Rose. Because I have to work Thursday night and then get back up and go to work on Friday morning.
Oh, that's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll sleep in and let you know how it is.
Shut up. don't plan on doing anything on Friday.
So what's your favorite firework?
I don't know. Sparklers?
Oh, man. That's like the pink of fireworks.
Ta-da! Elwoods.
Really? You don't like... There's nothing to blow up? No?
I'm scared of fireworks. I'm afraid they're going to get something on fire. I am so lame.
Did you play with fireworks when you were a kid?
No.
Did you shoot bottle rockets at your brother? Or?
Mm-mm. No, we were raised pretty safe. And fireworks were banned in our town.
Really? Why? Mm-hmm. For that reason?
Mm-hmm. I remember one year, I believe it was first or second grade, like we could sit out on our back porch because we had this really awesome, massive back porch and watch fireworks go off all throughout the city. And then the next year, right before 4th of July, my Sunday school teacher was like, what are you going to do for 4th of July? And I was like, well, 4th of July.
July!
We're going to sit on our back porch like last year and watch the fireworks. And she's like, oh, you're not going to be able to see any this year. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, a firework landed on my gutter and it burned my house down, so I made it so the city banned fireworks. I'm like, wow. You
so we all hate
my
you.
My Cheerios. Which I get it. I understand why she did what she did. But
I don't. That's what insurance is for. You shouldn't ruin Christmas just because you got a crappy present.
Right.
She's one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
I loved fireworks when I was a kid.
I liked watching them.
I loved just lighting them and blowing stuff up.
What's your favorite?
Firecrackers. I love firecrackers. I mean, I like to watch fireworks, but I love firecrackers.
What are firecrackers?
They're the little things that you light the fuse and get away.
Oh.
But you don't really get away. You light the fuse and you throw them at people. And I know you're not supposed to do because they'll blow up and take your fingers off. But we used to just, you can hear your candy crunch.
Sorry. Root beer.
You never did firecrackers?
Mm-mm.
God, you've missed out on everything.
Maybe that's why I'm scared to do anything. Because I was raised not to do anything.
We were, every a firecracker under a can and make it shoot up in the air and tie like five or six of them together and put it under a coffee can and blow the can in the air. You never saw kids do stuff like that?
No.
God.
Wow.
We were horrible though. We were kind of.
Did you ever hurt anyone?
No. Well, I hurt myself with a Roman candle.
What'd you do?
Because you're supposed to put the Roman candle in the ground and light the top of it, and then the color ball shoot out of the.
Okay.
But I was young and stupid. I don't even know how young I was, but like a kid, like five, six, even that. But I grabbed a Roman candle and I lit it, and the ball shot down my sleeve, down my arm.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you have any scars?
No scars or anything, but.
Did it burn you?
At the time it did. Like down my sleeve and kind of burned my. And I had to slap my sleeve out. And, and that's
did
like,
you cry?
I don't remember at the time.
Of course you
don't. I probably did. But I probably didn't because I'm a man.
You're funny.
And we used to shoot bottle rockets at each other. We would take. You'd get pieces of pipe, long pieces of pipe. And then you'd light your bottle rocket and put it in the pipe, and you could sort of aim it like a rifle or a gun.
Did you hit anyone?
Yeah. We had neighborhood wars. We'd shoot each other with the bottle rockets. And see, kids were little pussies today. I mean, this sounds like little, that's destructive. You could have gotten hurt. Yeah, but that's what you did. You learned life was hard, and you moved on and survived, and everybody's got stories. And I was talking this about with Chris, the store guy next door a while ago, about how, they used to have BB gun wars.
Right.
And I go, oh, yeah, I do think about that in my act. And he goes, did y'all have rules? And I said, yeah, we had rules. And he goes, our rule was you could only pump it twice.
Oh.
They could only do, so it didn't hurt as bad. I go, oh, we didn't have that rule. I wish someone would have thought of that rule. And
what were your rules? No face shots?
Just no face shots. That was the rule. And you had
so
to wear.
You could hit people in the balls?
Yeah. Yeah.
Surprised you were able to have children.
Yeah, we used to take, we put on our heavy coats, winter coats, even though it was summer. We put on winter coats.
In Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We put on, because they had protection then. And then you'd put on goggles, like most of us had shop, like metal shop or wood shop or something that you had, or your dad had goggles.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to put on goggles with those coats, and then we would just run around the neighborhood and shoot each other.
My brother had a BB in his back forever. It might still be there. It was too close to the spine. The doctor wouldn't remove it.
How deep did it go?
It wasn't deep enough, but it was pretty deep, but you could still see it.
Like a bump in his back?
Mm-hmm.
How come? Well, it seemed like you could just take an X-Acto blade and
I know.
And
when I got mad at him, I asked him if I could do that.
I had a piece of lead in my back for a long time, pencil lead.
How did that happen?
When I was a kid, and I was annoying my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he pissed me off, so I grabbed a pencil, and I scribbled all over his homework. And as I was running out of the room, he threw the pencil like a knife, and it stuck in my back, just like a knife, just a and it was sticking out of my back.
Did you cry?
Oh, I cried. I cried. And my mom took the pencil out, but the lead broke off.
Oh.
And it left like a black spot for a long time. It finally faded away. But I may have gotten lead poisoning. That probably explains a whole lot.
Oh, God. Wow. You guys were crazy.
Yeah, we were real kids. That's why with so many of these, I don't believe in the whole ADD, ADHD. I'm sure kids, there's some that are wired different. But I think so many people just don't want their kids to be kids.
Right.
They just don't want them to run around. They don't want to have teachers to have to smack them in the back of the head and go, look forward, pay attention, take this drug that's easier.
Right. People are lazy. I don't know the science behind it all. Things like, it does seem like things have changed drastically, and I don't know why, but another reason I'm never having children.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the things next door, when I was talking to the guys here at St. Elmo at the general store.
If you come up here, say hi to Chris and Nora.
Yeah, say hi. But they were saying how, a lot of times the people just open the door and the kids just zoom into the store and run all around, run around.
Mm.
And Chris was saying, my dad made us keep our hands behind our back, like our hands locked. And I go, oh, really? He goes, oh, Dad was really. I remember going to Walgreens as a kid. He didn't make us stand there with our hands behind our back. Don't touch anything that doesn't belong to you. And I remember doing that too. I remember getting whacked and being told to put stuff down in stores that doesn't belong to you.
I don't remember how I knew not to touch anything. I stole a pack of gum once. Had to take it back. That was embarrassing.
Did you cry?
A little bit, yep.
Did you have to say to the store owner?
Yes. I did. I learned my lesson.
And you've never stolen gum again?
Never stolen gum again. I'm a good kid now.
What's the last thing you stole?
A pack of gum that I had to take back to the store owner. That was embarrassing.
Do you know people that, like, steal stuff from work?
I don't understand why you would steal a stapler from work.
Do you know people that do that, though?
I've heard of it. I don't know of anyone that's done it.
You always hear about that.
We don't keep inventory.
Workplace theft of stealing pencils and pens and notebooks. And
I may have stolen a Post-it once or twice.
What? Oops.
I'm fired. No. You know, you write yourself a note and you take it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tell Steve to stop being silly.
Well, that's one sheet of paper. I'm talking about people that take the whole legal pad.
Yeah, I don't do that. You can go to the dollar store and get a legal pad. And still have a job.
And still keep a job.
Yeah. People are dumb. People are so dumb.
I don't know if it just picked up on the podcast or not, but I just heard the hummingbird shoot by.
There are a million hummingbirds.
I heard
those
it in the headphones.
With the chipmunks, this is like St. Elmo hummingbird chipmunkville.
The hummingbirds are amazing up here.
They are.
They almost feel, you feel like you're going to be hit in the head. They dive bomb.
And that would hurt.
But they miss you at the last minute, if you, because you hear it in your ear. How close did you get?
But growing up, we had hummingbirds in Missouri. And the other day, you're like, oh, we don't have any hummingbirds. They don't come down this far.
Yeah, and Denver. Well, I put out the hummingbird feeder, and I haven't had any.
Maybe you got to sweeten it up a little bit more so it attracts them from further away.
I used the stuff that they say.
Oh, my gosh.
I use hummingbird food.
Damn it, Janet.
Damn it, Janet. Should I add more sugar to the water?
I don't know.
Because you don't want to make the birds sick. I mean, I don't know what makes the birds. I don't know what makes a hummingbird that drinks sugar water too much sugar.
Right. Talk about ADD.
What?
Hummingbirds. They're like... Oh. Boop, 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 boop.
I love when they stop.
They don't do that very often.
Mm-mm, but when they stop, they sit there.
And they're just like...
Frozen. They're frozen. And they probably are. Okay, gotta go.
Oh.
I've always wondered if you give like squirrels and animals heart attacks that try to cross the road.
Oh my
god. You ever see when they run out in the middle and then they dart back really quick? Do they have an oh shit too. For a split second?
You know they probably do, and there's probably little droppings in the middle of the road.
Just for a split second.
I had a dream about butterfly last night.
Yeah?
And a car, and I was scared, but she didn't get hit. She
butterfly ran. The dog.
We talk about Butterfly every
week. I know,
but
not everybody listens to it every week. Butterfly.
We have a toy poodle named Butterfly. And I had a horrible dream last night that I was walking her and her brother named Moon Pie, who's an American Eskimo.
And I don't know how they're brothers, because one's a toy poodle and one's an American Eskimo.
They're adopted.
Oh, that's right.
Dear God. When did you get so old? We must be.
Are you a foster parent or an adoptive parent?
I think I'm the foster. You're the adopted.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had a dream about him.
Yeah, so I was walking him, and Butterfly got loose and darted toward a car that was driving on the road, but she made it out alive. What do dreams like that mean?
I think sometimes those are horrible premonitions.
Well, let's just not walk her very much.
She can never go out of the house again.
Never. It was scary, but she came out on the other end, and I spanked her so hard.
You spank her little bottom?
Yeah.
Now, I got in trouble for shaking the dust off of her earlier
today.
Don't
shake a baby.
Well, I wasn't really shaking the baby, but when the big dog pees, he does his like this dirt, kicks the dirt back.
He's like a cat.
Yeah, like a cat, like he's burying his own pee. And the little one's always behind him, so she gets covered with dirt.
Like, I walked them about an hour ago, and he's, like, walking, and she, like, gets under him.
Uh-huh.
And, like, is walking along with him, but under him. It's so weird.
That she has to be right there when he pees. Right there when he pees.
Right, and then she'll start to pee, and then she gets pee on her head, and it's disgusting.
And then you hug her.
And kiss her, and love her, and moon pie pee. Yummy.
That is so gross. I think we should end on that. I think we should end right there on that.
Right there on that?
Right there on that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, we did it in the cabin in St. Elmo.
And we're not talking about the podcast. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh! I hope my parents don't hear that.
Hi, Mom and Elle.
Golly. We gotta go.
Bye.
See you next time.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.